Welcome to Legacy Fundraising Chat, where we talk about everything legacy related to help you as a fundraiser generate more interest amongst your supporters in legacy giving. I'm your host, Sunita Gudu, founder of Persuasion and legacy marketer, providing consultancy, training, coaching and interim legacy support to small to medium-sized charities. I'm delighted that the National Free Wills Network is sponsoring my podcast. They allow you to offer your supporters a free solicitor written will anywhere in the UK, and the charity receives full measurable results. With 15 years of experience and over 500 million raised in future income for charities, the network can help charities of all shapes and sizes launch and maximise their legacy programmes. To find out more, visit nationalfreewills.net. Hello listener, welcome to episode 48. When should you recruit for legacy support and what are your options? If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that I am on a mission to support as many fundraisers as possible through hints, tips and sound advice via this podcast. Are you getting value from my episodes? Well, maybe there is someone else out there in your network that could really do with this support, but doesn't know that this is available to them and it's free. So options for sharing. Perhaps on your LinkedIn, you could let your fellow colleagues know. Or if you're on Spotify, give this as a 5-star rating. Follow if you're on Apple, subscribe. And do ensure that you're also selected to get the notification so you know when a new episode is being released. So why am I covering this topic? Many charities simply don't get their legacy programme off the ground because they don't have the skills in-house, the time or the bandwidth to think about developing or implementing their legacy programme. The first thing I hope as a regular listener that you have implemented some of the ideas you have heard on the show. Even if you don't have the whole singing and dancing legacy plan you want, everything you do is a building block. So it's never too early to start thinking about legacy fundraising. Begin by integrating legacy giving into your overall fundraising strategy and long-term financial planning. So when should you recruit for legacy support? Essentially, when resources allow. The timing for recruiting legacy fundraising support is naturally going to depend on your organisation's capacity and priorities. You can consider recruiting for this role when your fundraising team, or if you are the team, has the bandwidth to focus on long-term donor relationships. So timing is absolutely key. Another good time to look at recruiting is if you're planning a legacy campaign, whether that's digital and social, telemarketing or an event. Consider recruiting legacy fundraising support as part of that campaign strategy. By bringing someone on as of when you need them will ensure that you have the expertise at the right time. Make sure you bring on board someone that can provide information or evidence that they have delivered these campaigns in the past. So what are your options for legacy fundraising support? The first is hiring a legacy giving officer or manager, which is the traditional approach. A dedicated staff member who specialises in legacy giving can really elevate your legacy programme. And whilst I know that this is a role that is difficult to recruit for, you might find you have better luck if you reconsider the type of person who could fill this position. Let me explain. I had a strong community and major donor background before I found my love for legacies. With no real direct marketing experience, I made it my mission to learn everything about direct marketing channels. Whilst I was getting up to speed, I was able to set up and run legacy events, focus groups, and train volunteers to talk about legacies in the community, which is something that I had been doing for several years. So on the other hand, you may decide you want someone with direct marketing experience, but not necessarily in legacies, and that will depend on your overall strategy, of course. The point being, you don't need someone with legacy fundraising experience to start and make an impact in the role. Do ensure that there is a training budget set aside for them to learn the legacy fundraising elements. The other option is to work with a legacy consultant or agency. It might be something that you're doing, or it might be something that you've considered or have done in the past. You really want to make sure that whether it's an independent person or an agency, that they do focus on legacies. Why? Because wouldn't you want to work with someone that does the job day in, day out, rather than someone that dips their toes into the legacy waters occasionally? So whether you work with a consultant or agency will depend on your budget, what you need, and the size of your organisation. As speaking as one of those experts, we can provide anything from strategic guidance, training, campaign support, mentoring, to support your existing fundraising team to get legacy trained. The options are absolutely endless in that respect. Now, if you listen to my last episode, you'll know that I'm doing a very special interview with Dr. Claire Outley and Ashu Rowthorne from Legacy Futures. And we're going really deep into this. There's going to be lots of detail, especially giving you the good, the bad, and the ugly of hiring and working with consultants. Another option that may be available to you is to recruit volunteer committees or legacy ambassadors. Now, you can form volunteer committees focused on legacy giving. So these committees can assist with outreach, donor cultivation, provide those peer-to-peer conversations. But you do need someone who has the time and experience to manage and lead these volunteers. I've recruited a number of legacy ambassadors when I was in-house from the existing pledger pool. They were carefully selected based on their passion for the cause, their confidence in talking about the charity in a positive way, and being able to articulate why they had chosen to include that charity in their will. I had a number of these legacy ambassadors across the UK to support me with presenting at legacy events nationwide. Another option is training existing employees. So if resources are limited, you can provide training to your existing development team to incorporate legacy giving into their responsibilities. Again, you can send staff on legacy training courses or have a consultant create something very bespoke for you. Or if you feel that ongoing support would be more beneficial, they could be mentored by a legacy specialist. Now, one of the ways I have supported someone is a development manager to create their legacy strategy, and I mentored them through that process. I essentially acted as a critical friend. It was certainly more cost effective for them to work with me in that way, and ideal as I already had extensive experience of writing strategies. And the final option I believe that's available to you is keeping things in-house through your marketing and communications team. So these teams can play a crucial role in promoting legacy giving. You could work with them to create a calendar of all the channels available to you, such as newsletters, your website, social media, and even work with a copywriter to create the comms or also keep this element in-house. Especially if the experience and confidence is there in crafting legacy communications in a sensitive and appropriate way for your charity. This means that legacy messages are still getting out to your audiences. So listener, that's all for this episode. A few takeaways for you. Number one, if you have a legacy strategy in place, look at what skills are needed to deliver it. Recruit for that type of person. Number two, if you don't have a strategy and budget is tight, consider working with a consultant to mentor you through the process. And thirdly, if budgets are even tighter, look around you. Can your current team take on some of the responsibility, whether that's your marketing, your comms, recruiting legacy ambassadors from your current audiences, or training up a staff member that has expressed an interest in legacies? If you do have any questions, please do reach out to me. My email address is snita@persuasion.org.uk. Until next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Legacy Fundraising Chat, brought to you by Persuasion, a consultancy training and coaching organisation helping fundraisers just like you. Thank you also for everything that you do for your cause and the charity sector, making it an inspiring place to work. I'm your host, Sunita Gudu, championing your legacy fundraising efforts.